your problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
That's good.
Kind of grey morning in Tamaki Makaurau.
I am also well.
Good. Yes. Sorry
Tess
about that.
Tess is going good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good too.
She's going
that's
good.
Good.
Yeah. We have had a call already. Do you want to jump straight into that? Or have you got a few things you want to
I've always got a few things up my sleeve, but let's go to the call because they'll be waiting.
Oh, no, they're not on the line, but they just asked me to ask you.
Oh, yes.
What foods are good for arthritis?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So you want foods that are anti-inflammatory. So that's not sugar and not red meat. And quite often with arthritis, it's inflammatory. So you... a lot of people find they're better off the nightshade family, which is potato, tomato, eggplant, capsicum, chilli.
So not eating those
things. Don't have nightshade family. You know, so you go kumara, coleslaw, pumpkin, pasta, rice, polenta, quinoa, anything else. And a lot of New Zealanders get stuck on bread, cheese, tomato, spaghetti, cheese, tomato, pizza, cheese, tomato. And it's like, tomatoes, but tomatoes are good for you. So it's like, no, they sometimes make the world a difference in... arthritis.
Right.
So that's...
Is that to do with the acid in them or...?
Well, it's the Solanaceae family and it can cause reactions in some people.
Okay, right.
So it's a bit like dairy for some people and gluten for some people, which I was going to say, look at your food intolerances, you know. So if you've got a food intolerance to dairy, you can have small amounts, like I do feta and parmesan and halloumi, milk and tea, but I can't do flat whites, milkshakes and ice cream. And I was just reading... a bit in the healthy food guide and they were saying the same. Even the dietitians are saying, yeah, you can be lactose intolerant, but you can have a little bit, you know.
Yep.
And some people cut out gluten and then just go, wow, my joint pain's gone. So, you know, I can always help you with that in a consultation and doing allergy testing to check out what foods are food intolerances.
Nice.
Yeah. But then the second arm to that is, well, we've got to really strengthen the joint structure so it doesn't wear down and then end up fusing if we're talking about osteoarthritis.
Right.
And then there's rheumatoid arthritis. But so you need foods that are really rich in silica, and there are lots of those fibrous plants with the stringiness in them. So celery and things like that, and there's comfrey, and silica is also in seafoods as well. But also...
Is that like your tuna and your sardines?
No, I'm sort of thinking more mussels and oysters. Oh,
yum.
That kind of seafood. You know, and particularly the shells full of silica. So you can boil away that. But otherwise, you know, bone broths are really good too.
Yum.
But it's a really important
fun
thing.
Fun to make as well, bone broths. If you can take the time to do that.
That's right. And you get all the goodies and it's four bones. So it's like... has that affinity.
Yeah,
so that's what we need to do. There is the active elements. It's, you can go on my website and do a mineral appraisal, but the silica kelp floor light active elements 2.3 or 4.3 would be good for you.
Yeah.
You know, 2.1.
We have another. Yeah. We have another query.
Cool.
Can you please ask Ange for a good fix for a long-time reflux sufferer?
Okay. So reflux, I always start off with good gut health, and this is always... coming up in my future talks as well, is sour foods before meals brings out the enzymes and makes the food break down and move down towards the intestines, you know. But if people are stressed and sitting there like not secreting as much digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid, pancreatic acid, bile flow, because they're not having sour foods either, they just have sweet and salty, then the food can just sort of sit there and ferment, and then you can get reflux, you know,
so
it burps back up.
So is that like a lemon water before you eat type of thing?
And do salad first like the Americans and French do, or the Vietnamese have a bit of melon, you know, and we've all done it historically, and now we've got so fancy, we've got our flat whites and our bagels, we're in front of our computers, stressed out, bunched over, and it's just like, that does not enhance digestion, you know, and when you're not in that rest and digest sort of situation, you're more fight flight, the world's unsafe, you know, then you don't secrete enzymes because you're running from a tiger. But the tiger's
not coming.
So
is that what your body's doing? It's,
it's like danger, danger, danger.
Yeah,
right?
It shuts down your digestive system and you don't secrete as much.
Oh, that's interesting. I never realised that was what sort of caused that.
I don't know if this is true, but someone once said that it shuts down because it's because your body goes into like protect those organs. Is that true? I don't know.
There is a bit of that, and it's also, it's not time to digest. You know, we're not going to be eating when you're...
Running from a tiger.
You haven't got time for that.
The imminent tiger. And then also with reflux, some people find it's with certain foods. So it might be wine, or it might be, you know, wheat, or it might be dairy, you know, like yeah.
So cool. All sorts of things
so
can trigger it.
We can sort that out. Yeah, so it's always good. I often can work that out in the consultation pretty easily because I can work out the foods and what to do. Yeah.
Totally.
And speaking of diet, you wanted to talk.
I was just looking at this. Some people go, oh, I'm worried about pre-diabetes and I've got it in my family and what shall I do?
Right.
Are you at risk of pre-diabetes? Well, you are if you have a family history of type 2 diabetes, if you've got high blood pressure or high triglycerides. And if you've got high triglycerides, quite often it's just bring yourself back to just having two pieces of fruit. Some people really love fruit, you know, and the liver doesn't know how to break down the fructose and it turns into triglycerides instead. Some people have heart disease or they're over 55 or they're overweight, particularly around the middle. We need to get that waistline down. Also, people who have Chinese, Indian or Pacific Island heritage are more at risk of pre-diabetes. Or if you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, or if you have diabetes in pregnancy, or you gave weight to a birth to a baby weighing more than 4.5 kilos, or if you don't exercise regularly. So the one thing is move. Have lots of veggies, like half your plate coleslaw or vegetables.
Yum.
Quarter of your plate protein, quarter of your plate whole grains. So that's, and I just love getting
it's
in
a
the
good
pool.
Rule.
I've got to say, jump in the pool and do a few laps.
Jump in the pool. I like that amazing. That is a good fail safe for just making yourself feel better, doing a little bit of exercise as well.
Yeah, and it lifts your mood and sorts out, you know, the wheat from the chaff and you get out of there and you're like, right.
And if you don't have a pool or it's too cold for the ocean, there's definitely, I've noticed lately, that a lot of local pools around that it's not that expensive to just go.
Yeah, it's like $5 or $6. Yeah, exactly.
And you get a sauna as well.
So you don't even have to like join
or a wave
anything.
Pool if you go to Mount Albert Aquatic Centre, wave pool there.
Yeah. Mount Albert, there's tepid bars in town. I know it's quite a popular spot for one-off cheapies.
Yeah, good
and
stuff.
And there's Takapuna and Glenfield, and I want to try the Millennium Centre. Apparently that's meant to be amazing. I thought, I'm going to do a special trip one day as a treat.
When I used to live in Eden Terrace, I'd go to that tiny little pool like near Mount Eden. It's like really small. It's just a lap pool. They think they have a sauna as well, though, but it was so nice. And you just go after school, and there'd be all the like older women doing their aerobics. What is it called?
Yeah.
Water. Jazzercise situation.
Water aerobics.
Aqua size. And, aqua jogging.
We,
I don't know why I'm going for that.
And we pack animals, so we kind of like to be in the community and you can people watch. Just like being on the beach in summer.
Good it's good fun.
La 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 la, you know. It's
so don't get
it gives
put
a
off,
feeling of belonging.
Don't get off, put off the pool because it's totally doable.
Hardcore, Tess.
Yeah, and you come out a different person, I tell you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ange. Very sage advice as always. We'll see you next week.
Lovely.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.